Welcome to Moments, Moments of Faith, Prayer, and Spirituality. I'm Father Michael Everton of the Paulus Fathers. Do you remember when you were first taught how to tie your shoelace? I have only very vague and dim memories of that moment, but I must have learned it because I tie my laces without even thinking about it. I'm not sure I could even describe the steps that it takes on how to do it, but I do it effortlessly. Normally, we are only conscious of a law or a rule at the very beginning. The aim of the law or rule is to point us in the direction of freedom, so that in time we can live effortlessly. Think about what the world would be like, what our life would be like, if we had to continually refer to the driving manual, following painstakingly each step, each direction, just to go to the store. The manual should point us in the direction of safety and freedom. If it doesn't, we are simply slaves to the manual, and we never really drive with any sense of joy or freedom, even going to the store. Well, I don't particularly like going to the store, so maybe that's not a very good example, but you get the idea. I do, however, love long road trips and the freedom they bring. This is really what Jesus is talking about in the gospel, what he's saying to the scribes and the Pharisees. They were so focused on every little detail of living that they weren't really living at all. God gave the law, the Torah, to Moses, and Moses communicated it to the people, that they might be free and might be considered a wise people. Doing dishes all day long is not a mark of wisdom nor a statement of freedom. And Jesus knew how they were cutting corners, because the scribes and the Pharisees didn't much like doing dishes all day either. And so they would wash the outside, making it all look very good from the outside, but not washing the inside, which was more important, the more important thing to do. We can waste a lot of time slavishly obeying laws so that we look good on the outside, but inside, there's tension, there's anxieties, sometimes there's resentments and angers, all kinds of stuff that needs to be cleaned up. And we need to take care of this first, even before shining up the outside. I have often thought that I could get into the pulpit on some Sunday morning and I could deny the divinity of Jesus Christ and no one would notice. However, if I dared to suggest that a particular statue be moved to a different location, well, there'd be hell to pay. We need to live our spiritual lives and walk the spiritual walk from the inside out, so that the love and compassion we have discovered within ourselves, where Jesus says the kingdom of God is, where we discover that love and compassion, that it shines out and radiates to anyone who approaches us, no matter what we look like, no matter where we are, no matter where we are from, people will perceive a life lived in faith and freedom and justice.